Today on The Travel Guys.
American Airlines is expected to declare bankruptcy in the weeks ahead, but how will that affect you if you've got an American ticket? Details next in the travel news.
Ever waited to witness the Kentucky Derby, or ever, should I say, wanted to witness the Kentucky...
That's a terrible copywriter there.
Ever wanted to witness the Kentucky Derby live and in person? Well, at 2:20, road reporter Clayton Whitehead, a Derby veteran, I might point out, is here to share his secrets.
What makes a good hotel? Is it price, the quality of the sheets and the towel? The service at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
At 2:35, the travel guys and our listeners, that would be you, create the perfect hotel room.
And in our entertainment segment today, we got a feature on the community concerts. They're back. All that and free ice cream, folks. That's right. You heard right. Free ice cream today on the show with the travel guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man
on the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the roof, 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. So happy to be here with you on a very fine Sunday. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And to my extreme left over here, we'll be chiming in throughout the program, Clayton Whitehead, also from Sports Leisure Vacations. Gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous Travel Guys radio show. You can open your mic if you want there, Clayton.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Romano. I know it is still baseball season officially for another week or so. Go
and
through my Cardinals.
And your St. Louis Cardinals are,
they are still
up and running.
They are still surviving, yes. But, of course, 49er fans today have had another reason. The 49ers pulled out another one today.
Amazing. I was, and I think Mark was too. We are sitting in our automobiles before coming into the radio station, catching the fourth down, do or die play. And I think most 49er fans are going, we're just not used to this.
The 49ers and the Raiders have respectable teams. What has happened to Northern California football all of a sudden here?
Well, I have to ask, what happened to you this week? Are you wisdom toothless?
I am wisdom toothless. yes. Some very good folks took very good care of me this week. They pulled two teeth, and I'm here to tell about it. And other than the fact that I can report that the drugs were good. If they ever tell you that, don't worry, they'll give you good drugs, well, they did.
So it's Mr. Mellow Mark today, folks. We'll see if we can keep him focused. I think the true test is going to be when we jump into the news of the day here in just a moment. In fact, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go ahead and see how this goes. All right, fire up the band. Do we have there's the band, and it's time for the latest travel news on the Travel Guys Radio.
It is. It seems that folks arriving at the Fort Wayne International Airport in Indiana have been getting free cookies for a number of years now. There's a bakery across the street from the airport, the Ellison Bakery, that's been baking sugar cookies, and they've been giving them to travelers coming into the airport for a number of years. Except that people who arrived after 8:30 at night, Tom,
yes,
didn't get a cookie.
Well,
because the volunteers had gone home.
And so what are they going to do about that?
And so the airport has installed a free cookie vending machine so that folks who arrive in Fort Wayne after 8:30 at night can get free cookies. And I thought that was pretty darn cool.
More than a million cookies handed out.
Yeah, it cost them $16,000 a year. Here's another interesting story. I thought this was really well written. It talks about, it's a CNN reporter who takes their family on vacation, gets to the airport in an international country in England, and their four-year-old is selected for additional screening.
Mm-hmm.
And she just talks about, in this wonderful story here, about how if you have gone over with the children what they might anticipate happening at the airport when they get there involving security and the like, if you've told your child that she will have to put her teddy bear on the security thing and her teddy bear will get a picture taken of him and she'll get to see her teddy bear on the other side, if you've explained all that, it's probably going to go a lot easier than if you try to yank the teddy bear from the child in the line insecurity at the airport, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. Well, we discussed this many, many months ago on the show about preparing your children and bringing them up to date.
Well, and I thought there were some really good tips here. It talks about, you know, if you're bringing breast milk or formula or something like that, don't just show up at the airport. Go to the TSA website or to the website for airport security in the country that you're in and find out what the rules and the regulations are so you have a chance of arriving at least in condition to be able to get through security. It talks about arriving early, which we talk about often, having enough time, particularly if you've got small children in tow. Many airports now have special lanes earmarked for family travelers, for people who may be a little bit slower getting through the lines, have a few
issues.
I see
that in the article. Choose screening lines that are designated for families with small children. I've never seen that.
And talk to your kids about what's going to happen when they go through the screening process. Make it part of a game for them as opposed to something that's going to scare them when it happens. Here was another great idea. They said, free up your hands. A baby carrier saves a lot of time. And I would agree with this. People who are trying to get through the airport with children, hands are the most important thing that they can never seem to have enough of. They talk about dividing and conquer. And one of the things, they interviewed Pauline Frommer, who's a friend of this program, mm-hmm. Arthur Frommer's daughter. And Pauline told them, don't let your anxieties translate to your children, because that's when the meltdowns happen. If you lose your cool, then your children probably will lose theirs, too. And future situations in the airport will be impacted. So I thought some pretty good tips there.
And I'm guessing that some or all, available at TravelGuysRadio.com.
.com, you betcha. There is a new Hollywood tour. It's the TMZ Hollywood tour. If you want to know all of the dirt, Hollywood has been modernized. You can pay $49.95, and you can take a dip into a celebrity, 2-hour dip into a celebrity gossip sleaze pool, is what TMZ advertises it as.
Well, why not?
$49.95, and go to TravelGuysRadio.com. You can find out all about this wonderful tour of Hollywood the next time you are down there. For those of us who are from California and visit Southern California often, all kinds of interesting and oddball excursions on this new tour, including the Viper Room, where mm-hmm. River Phoenix died. They take you to the Chateau Marmont, where John Belushi kicked the bucket. You know, it's all of these really upbeat Hollywood things.
Sleaze tour.
Yeah.
2011.
A Florida hotel is in trouble for firing a worker who wore a U.S. flag pin to work. Seems that the historic hotel, what was the name of this hotel?
The Casa Monica, Mark.
Casa Monica.
That's where our group stayed, in St. Augustine.
In St. Augustine. And so apparently this gentleman wore an American flag pin and he was fired. And so, of course, anytime somebody wears an American flag pin to work and gets fired, it's always big news for everybody, except that this company's employee handbook clearly states that no buttons, badges, pins, or other insignias of any kind are permitted to be worn.
I just kind of think that's more of a hand slap event, not a firing event.
Hmm. Yes. And, of course, you have to wonder what that employee did the week before and the week before. Or was he a perfect employee going into this situation? Or, I don't know, it seems like an American flag pin, though, would be a fairly innocuous, you know,
sort of. It makes you think. I think there's a backstory there.
Yeah, I think so. All right, we told you at the beginning of the hour that American Airlines may possibly go bankrupt sometime in the foreseeable future. That really is a true possibility. American was the only major carrier to avoid bankruptcy after 9/11, and they always wore that as kind of a source of pride on their sleeve for a lot of years, but the reality is that it put American at a huge disadvantage price-wise. They were stuck with a lot of debts that other airlines were not stuck with because American chose to stand by their commitments and to pay their bills and to pay their employees and not to fire people and lay them off, but it has been a constant uphill battle for American, and it is fairly likely that sometime in the upcoming weeks and months that they will declare bankruptcy. Our good friend Ed Perkins, our consumer reporter, wrote this week on smartertravel.com that the bankruptcy was pretty much imminent, but he also said, you know, if you are a traveler holding an American Airlines ticket, don't panic. Don't get too concerned. This looks like it will be a fairly clean bankruptcy. You will probably never even know it unless you're somebody that American Airlines owes a lot of money to, in which case you will be up the creek without a proverbial paddle. But American Airlines may possibly declare bankruptcy. It won't it likely will not impact your airline frequent flyer miles or anything like that. Life as you know it, if you're an American Airlines customer, will just go on.
And now you know, because Mark told you.
The rest of the story. And that's the travel news. Oh, wait a minute. We have one more item here today we talked about.
There's more.
Yes, down from in Bakersfield. This is the skydiving thing where the former porn star got on with Skydive Taft down in the town of Taft down near Bakersfield. He took up the receptionist in the airplane, and apparently they I'm not sure exactly how to say this on the radio, so you make sure that we don't get in trouble, Tom. They started schlipping in the airplane.
That's good enough.
And then it came time to yell, jump. And they jumped while they were still schlupping. And so they were, it was kind of a sex schlupping incident in the sky. The FAA is.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's looking into it.
I don't know what it is.
Believe it or not, there is a video of this. And if you go to travelguysradio.com and scroll down, you can see the link to the video. And you can see the high flying center of controversy from Skydive Taft. By the way, the porn star and the receptionist have been fired.
Oh.
They said it was a stunt put together to get the attention of Howard Stern.
Well, there you go.
So there you have it. All right, that really is the travel news for today. You know, Tom, we were talking last week about number one lists. We had folks call in. Number one tourist attraction? And we said that, you know, our list was somewhat arbitrary, and there were lots and lots of lists. One of our callers called in and guessed Napa, California. And so across my desk on Tuesday comes the best food and wine destinations in the United States, the Traveler's Choice Awards from TripAdvisor, and number two is Napa, California.
What's number one, Mark?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
The Big Easy.
Yeah. Chicago, Charleston, San Francisco, New York, Savannah, Santa Fe, Las Vegas, and Asheville. Those are the top 10 United States. One of our listeners last week mentioned the Vatican as being the top tourist attraction. And here, Tom, is a press release from Condé Nast that came out this week that said the Holy City displaces San Francisco. I thought that was somewhat ironic, as number one on the Condé Nast International Traveler Most Like to Visit list.
Yes, but Mr. Mark, the Holy City is not the Vatican. It is my beloved Charleston, South Carolina.
I see. Well, and finally, here was another list, the world's best food and wine destinations from SmarterTravel.com. And this listed the world's greatest food and wine destinations. Sorrento, Italy was number one on their list.
And I would imagine you probably have picked that up by listening to the Grape and Golf Guys earlier today.
Or maybe not, perhaps. Maybe. But anyways, when we come back, Mr. Clayton Whitehead is going to take us on a visit to the Kentucky Derby, to the Run for the Roses.
I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, I will bring you up to speed on the fact that I was part of a world record yesterday. And I'll tell you details in 3.5 minutes.
We are the Travel Guys. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Mark Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen, is well to the bone following the extraction of some wisdom teeth, and a fine job on the news. I see that all of your wisdom did not leave with those teeth. Why do they call them wisdom teeth?
You've spent all of your life inside the walls of these radio stations.
Way
and
too
you
much.
Finally. Have lost what was left of your mind all these years.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, News Talk 1530 KFBK. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation there.
What radio station did you start at in Modesto?
I started it at K5.
K-F-I-V,
formerly KMOD, way out in the country on the east side of town. I grew up about half a mile from that radio station. At the age of 9, 10, we used to go down there in the summertime, knock on the door, and they'd let us in, and we'd head straight back to the candy bar and soda machine next to the teletype machines. I had no interest in radio. It's just that we lived 11 miles from the nearest convenience store.
As you can see, folks, Tom has absolutely no interest in telling this story, but when we get to our Thanksgiving show, I'm going to drag this out of you, kicking and screaming. Clayton is in the studio with us today, as Tom was giving that wonderful introduction, to talk a little little bit about the Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses. You are the official man who for years has been taking people to see the Kentucky Derby. And the other day they were talking about it, and I thought we should have Mr. Whitehead in the studio.
Great idea. I love horse racing.
How many
to begin
times
with.
Have you been to the Derby?
I've been to the Derby probably a dozen times over the last 20 years. I try to go at least every other year. That's
name dropper.
Oh, well, what can I say?
Yeah.
It is the two most exciting minutes in sports.
You got that right.
I mean, that's a great event. You know, you party for days before, you party for days
say, you
after,
for
you party
hours.
All day of the race, and you only have to pay attention for 2 minutes. That's a great
Other people would have a different description of all of that, a little less romantic than what you had, but nonetheless, it's going to Churchill Downs for the Run for the Roses. Now, there's the Kentucky, what is the Oaks, that's the day before?
Right. Well, first of all, Derby is just one race of like 10 or 12 races. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how many because I'm usually partying too hard, but anyway, 10 or 12 races are that day, all day on Saturday. The Derby is one of them, always the first Saturday in May, always, always, always. The day prior, all day Friday, is called Kentucky Oaks, and that is likewise one race in a day full of races. And Kentucky Oaks Day is where the kind of the Kentuckys, that's where the local people come.
So that's the easy ticket, the Kentucky Oaks, so you could get a ticket to that.
It is
so how
an
does an
ticket,
average
yes.
ticket person on the street get a ticket to the Kentucky Derby? Is it kind of like the Super Bowl? It's not
well,
an
you,
available ticket.
You prepare in advance, and you be prepared to pay. Our tickets this year, which are on the fourth turn, and you can't see the finish line, but you're there, $275 each.
Wow.
That's what Sports Leisure Vacations is, a little piece of inside information being revealed right here on the radio. That's what you're paying for the tickets that we have this
yes.
year, and they are in the hinterlands, so to speak. But most of the tickets are in the hinterlands.
But we are in the grandstand. I mean, the interesting thing about horse racing is that unless you're right there on the finish line, you don't see the finish line.
Well, but here again, nowadays, the big screens and the opportunity to be able to see it is still there.
Sure, and everyone has an earphone, of course, in their ear to,
now, Clayton,
to hear
everybody
the results.
Everybody who goes to Louisville, obviously, they go to see the Derby at Churchill Downs. But there are a lot of things to do in Louisville besides Churchill Downs.
Absolutely. Of course, that's Muhammad Ali's hometown, and they have a incredible and very interesting museum now to his memory, or to honor him, I should say. Also, Louisville Sluggers, the famous baseball bats, made in a factory right in the heart of downtown. Great factory tour. Then, of course, just a short drive out of town in any direction, there's going to be bourbon distilleries. There's going to be Abraham Lincoln sites, such as his birth cabin and
now,
other places.
Now, a lot of people who go to the Derby don't realize that Louisville is not where the horses come from.
That is true. The bluegrass country is eastern Kentucky. Lexington is the capital of the bluegrass.
So when you
Louisville's
take
just where the races
when
happen.
When you take your groups back there, not to be too self-promotional for a moment here, but when you take the sports leisure groups back there, you also extend your stay to spend some time in the Lexington area.
Exactly.
Where the horses come from, so to speak.
So we see horse farms. Beautiful, beautiful sights. There's nothing like the rolling bluegrass pastures and miles and miles and miles of white painted fences. Big red barns. It's just so picturesque. It's a beautiful place to visit. And friends, I have two tickets left for my trip May 3 through
so 8. Nobody can accuse you of coming on the radio and trying to blatantly promote your trip, because the reality is that by the time we got around to getting you on the radio, we only have a limited number of spaces for this. So if you're interested in going with Sports Leisure Vacations, you can go to sportsleisure.com and look up the Kentucky Derby trip. Or
absolutely.
You can give our office a call and ask to speak to Clayton tomorrow. He could talk to you. Or if you were just Joe off the street and you wanted to go see the Kentucky Derby, what would you do?
You could just show up at Churchill Downs. There are standing room only seats. And you need to go pretty early in the morning, though. They do close out.
And you can go to ChurchillDowns.com. Of course, places like StubHub and stuff would have seats available.
Certainly.
As you said, if you're willing to pay a premium. But we also should tell people that if you're going to the Derby, you are about to engage yourself in one of the most massive traffic jams in human history.
Absolutely. But it's a very... there's a lot of gentility. I mean, it's a southern traffic jam. Everyone's wearing nice hats. Now, we do dress. I didn't mention that. We dress in church clothes. So, Californians, listen up. We dress in church clothes. And for southerners, that means jackets and ties on gentlemen. That means dresses or skirts on ladies. And we all wear a hat.
On Derby Day.
On Derby Day.
It's a tradition.
It's a requirement.
All right. Clayton Whitehead, our road reporter, with a little bit of inside information there. If you would like to go to the Kentucky Derby, you can go with him next year, perhaps, or you can visit ChurchillDowns.com and you can put together your own package.
I do have questions, and I will ask them of you when we finish up with the news with Aaron Haight. And by the way, I still have my world's record yesterday that I have to talk about.
Yes, and not only that, and we need the rat update from the Romano residents. And also, we are building the world's perfect hotel room. All that is happening on the backside of the Travel Guys. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK. So, welcome back to the Travel Guys. I am Mark Hoffman. Tom Romano is with us.
Yes.
In the studio is also Clayton Whitehead today. And we are going to spend the next few minutes here. We need your help. We have some certificates from Cold Stone Ice Cream. So if you are one of our prize winner type people, listen up carefully. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530 are the phone numbers. We want to put together the perfect hotel room. We are in the travel business. Hotel rooms is something that I stay in probably 200, 250 times a year. And there are certain things about a hotel room that need to be right. And so what I ask those of you who are listening today, what's the most important thing in a hotel room? Is it the sheets? Is it the bed? Is it the quiet? Is it the shower head? What is the most important thing, Mr. Whitehead, in a hotel room?
Oh, the most important thing?
The most important
thing. I can only have one.
What?
Oh, I would say free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
Boy.
Isn't that disappointing? You thought he was going to have some you know.
I know.
The thread count of the sheets or something like that.
Mr. Technology here would say free Wi-Fi because I also travel 200 to 250 days a year. I'm doing more and more of my work on my own time, after hours, whatever,
in a
hotel room.
What this means is that, as a rule, Clayton stays in places that the accommodations are to his liking. The room is clean. It's got a comfortable bed, a good shower. So those things don't fall into play.
I see.
Those are just you just assume that's how it's going to be. So therefore, it's the free Wi-Fi.
Okay.
You know, as common folk, it better not be on the bed bug list.
I would like to know what the common folk, what Travel Guys listeners, we're not talking about hotel chains here, not what your most popular chain is, but what's the thing that really sells you on a hotel? Or is it a combination of things? 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Each of our callers that gets on the air with us gets a couple of Cold Stone ice cream certificates. I will tell you what one of my most important things is, the shower head.
My daughter is the same way.
The shower head. If the shower head is
bad. But she has more hair than you.
Or the shower head doesn't. If the shower head is bad, I come here every week and take this abuse. If the shower head is bad, then it's just a bad experience altogether. If the spray isn't right, or it's too weak, the shower head is the most important thing.
Okay.
Bonnie in Sacramento, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. What's the most important thing in a hotel room for you?
For us, it's a good night's sleep, and that would be the bed. The Embassy Suites in Tahoe has great beds.
Oh, yes. I've been there, and I agree 100%.
And a friend of mine is the director of sales there, so I will tell Bill that you said that.
So you think a good bed. Now, what makes a good bed? Is it the softness of the bed? Is it the quality of the sheets?
Well, I think it's the firmness of the bed, and I think it's whether you wake up having slept really well.
Of course, nowadays they've got these really great pillow top beds that are showing up in places like the Embassy Suites. It's firm enough, but yet soft enough, right, Bonnie?
Yeah, it is. I put Bonnie on hold. Thank you, Bonnie, for calling. All right, let's take another caller here. Mary Jo, what makes a good hotel room for you?
A clean bed.
A clean bed.
Yes.
Now, you said that. You said clean, and you stretched it way out. Why did you stretch clean way out?
Oh, a Weston bed. It's like crisp sheets, firm mattress, everything perfect, crisp, and clean.
Okay, so Mary Jo, let me ask you. Are you one of those people who is willing to pay up to get that hotel room when you walk into and you get into the bed and you just don't want to get out in the morning? It feels so good.
Oh, that's what I love.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you one that before you even get in the bed, you pull the sheets back and take a look to see whether it looks like they actually did wash them? I guess there's my answer.
Yeah,
dial tonnage.
That's all right.
Okay.
Mitch in Oak Grove is next. Hi, Mitch.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, and by the way, to our first callers there, the Cold Stone ice cream certificates will be on their way to you. And you too, Mitch. Mitch, what makes a good hotel room in your opinion?
Well, I travel quite a bit, and I look for consistency. I want to know when I go to a hotel, I'm going to get the same level of cleanliness, quality, and service everywhere I go. So I stay in the same chain all the time.
And with, let's play a game for a minute. Don't reveal the name of the chain. Is this an upscale chain, a budget chain, a mid-level chain?
Mid-level to upscale, depending on which one I stay at.
Okay. And so you're saying it's the consistency of that hotel chain from one city to the next, kind of like the Big Mac at McDonald's sort of theory.
Yeah, sort of theory, yeah.
And within that hotel chain, still not revealing the chain yet, but just for fun, what? Give me a couple of other things. When you get to that hotel, again, without telling us what the hotel chain is, what are a couple of the things that just really make a good impression on you?
I know that the quality of the room is going to be consistent. I know by default it's going to be clean because it's not, and not that budget hotels are dirty, but I know every room I'm going to go to will be clean. I know where to find things and what services they include.
Okay, that's fair. And Mitch, what hotel chain do you stay with?
The Holiday Inn chain, either Crowne Plaza or Holiday Inn.
Okay, that's very fair. Mitch, thanks for being a Travel Guys listener, and thanks for your call. We will send some ice cream certificates on the way to you. We have room for one more here. I've got a caller on hold, and I don't have a name. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello. Are you connected to Mary Jo again?
Hey, we are. Hold on here, Mary Jo. We've gone back. We're going back and forth. Howard in Sacramento. Hi, Howard.
Hi, how are you?
What makes a good hotel room?
A shower that's easy to get in and out of.
A shower that's easy to get in and out of. Now, do you have perhaps some type of disability or some physical thing?
Well, sometimes it's hard if you have to step over a bathtub or something to get in, sometimes they're too high.
Okay, that's a legitimate point. A lot of our clients oftentimes will comment that grab bars on the side of showers, you know, that
yes.
More accidents occur in the bathroom than any other room in the house.
Yes, I like grab bars too.
So grab bars in the bathroom. I'm 56, and, you know, when I'm getting into the bathroom, when I'm getting into the bathtub, it's nice to have something to grab onto, I think.
I'm getting close to 80, so.
Okay. Thank you, Howard, for your call. Put Howard on hold there. We'll get Howard some Cold Stone ice cream certificates. Clayton, you travel with people all the time. What do you see as your travelers when they go into a hotel and you're the tour director, you've got a group of people, what's most important to them?
Well, we talked a lot about showers and just bathroom accessibility, having those grab bars, having tubs that are not so terribly difficult to get in and out of. Another thing which it kind of always takes me by surprise, but I've been hearing it for years, is a luggage rack. You know, most hotel rooms are equipped with one luggage rack. But if you're traveling with a friend, there's probably two suitcases in that room. So who gets it? Somebody has to have theirs on the floor. And for someone who's mature, that can be very, very difficult to have to bend over and do things on the floor.
You know what? I think one of the greatest inventions, small hotel inventions in recent times has been Hampton Inns invented this on-the-bed thing. So that if you're sitting on the bed and you're holding your computer working or you're eating or something, it's a lap desk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the bed. And hotels that build a pox on their houses for hotels that build brand new hotels and put in electrical outlets that have two connectors.
And you can't get to it because it's behind the bed.
Because it's behind the bed, yes. Or it's on the other side of mm-hmm. the room from where the desk is, where you would logically plug in a laptop computer. What do you think, Clayton, about this free breakfast thing? I think it's a little controversial. I think that some of these chains that are offering, quote, free breakfast are really doing it on the cheap and that people are starting to pick up.
Well,
on egg patties and things that have looked like they've been warmed up and warmed over.
It's becoming standard operating procedure, especially in the mid-level and the budget sector, that a breakfast is going to be a part of the room night. And with due respect to these properties, many of them are not brand new. They're having to use existing space, and they don't physically have the room to cook, you know, to fry eggs or fry bacon or whatever. So they're naturally having to use some reconstituted and pre-cooked product. Do I like it? No. If I was going out to eat at a real restaurant, would I accept it? No. But when it comes to me as free or the perception of free, that egg tastes a whole lot better, even if it's reconstituted.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Tom, what's your favorite hotel chain? What do you look for in a hotel room?
Well, here again, you know, I think...
When you go to San Antonio, where do you stay?
Well, let's see. We've stayed at the Wynn.
Okay.
And my daughter's house. which is my favorite place to stay with my daughter.
Because the price is right.
Yeah,
the hotel tax is cheaper there.
You got that right. You know, I like staying, at the Wynn. I like the Sheraton chain a lot, and a variety of ones that are associated with it. I usually don't travel alone like you do, so I have a wife to consider. And number one, better not be on the bed bug list. Cleanliness is utmost. Shower head is very important.
Uh-huh.
Comfort of bed. And
security.
Security. And one of the keys when you walk in the door and you open it up, the smell.
Yeah.
Okay. Room needs to
smell
fresh, smell clean. No smoke. You can tell that it's not been a smoking room, and that goes a long ways.
You see, more and more hotels now are going to the white bedspreads,
mm-hmm.
because, or duvets, so that it's apparent that it's clean. Rather than these mishmash colored things that are,
tell.
Yeah, the bedspread on the hotel and there's been stories about all of the dirty things in hotel rooms, and that's not the point of this discussion. Well, interesting discussion, and thanks to those who called in and shared their thoughts about what makes a good hotel room. But I didn't hear people effusing about luxury or things like that. That what they mostly want is consistency, and they want to know what they can expect when they walk in the door.
Well, Mark, I think unless you're at a resort destination, basically we go to hotels to spend the night. We come in late afternoon, evening, we sleep, we get up the next morning, we leave. So a lot of the really fancy amenities in the higher end hotels are amenities I don't have an opportunity to use. Unless, I steal the nice soap and bring it home.
Well put, Clayton. All right. When we come back after the break, we have a local community concert group that has reconstituted itself, and we want you to know more about it. We'll have all of that, plus the rat update from the Romano residents.
Yes,
right
sir.
Right here on the Travel Guys. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Look, I want to take a moment before we go any further and bring you up to date on what's been going on at Holloway Travel and one of my favorite websites to visit at any given time, and that's packinglight.net. And the reason is with Holloway Travel, when I get ready to go do some traveling, I want to make sure that stuff isn't falling out of some crummy suitcase that I paid $12.95 at some big box store, whether it's travel backpacks or duffel bags, or for those of you that travel business cases, you can find it at Holloway Travel. Mark, what about you as a business traveler?
Well, it seems like everybody now is carrying a bag on board the airplane, and the size of that bag that you carry on board the airplane in many cases is going to determine where it can go, how many places that it can be, whether or not it's legal, it's going to fit into the sizer that the airlines are now starting to use. So I travel stores where you can go to buy luggage to be able to be certain that what you're getting is what you paid for. It's great to buy the bag for $29.95 from the guy on the street, but that's what you've got is a $29.95 bag. So when it falls apart in a year, you'll know. But John at Holloway Travel Outfitters can not only tell you whether or not your bag meets the requirements for overheads or carry-ons or whatever it is that you're going to do, but he can sell you something that will also meet your needs in terms of how long you need for that bag to last. In addition, you can find all kinds of wonderful travel accessories at Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue, or you can visit their website at packinglight.com.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair. A world of adventure, and we take you there.
Tom, when you finally arrived in the radio business?
How, when, where?
Your
how?
Spot follows the Preparation H commercial.
That's another story.
It's your Sports Leisure Vacations update for this Sunday. Our ad, you can find our ad in the Living Here section of the Sacramento Bee, where you will find trips to Las Vegas, Laughlin, and Tonopah leaving next month, an overnight tour to see Peter Pan at the El Dorado Hotel in Reno. The Masters of Venice Renaissance Painters at the DeYoung Museum in San Francisco. You can go with us to see the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in San Jose in January. Or take a trip on the National Road in April from Baltimore to St. Louis. All of that with Sports Leisure Vacations. You can call us at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687. Or visit us on the web at sportsleisure.com. Our Lucky Travel Club listeners for this week are Cynthia Sievert and Laverne King. Cynthia Sievert and Laverne King, you each have until the close of business Tuesday to call the Sports Leisure office and claim $100 in travel cash just for being a listener of the Travel Guys, or if a friend of yours is a listener of the Travel Guys. And that's your Sports Leisure Travel Club update for today.
Okay, I want to take a moment and thank all of those that showed up out at Summer Sanders Aquatic Center yesterday for the Masters National Synchronized Swimming Championship. And if you look at the top of the Sacramento Bee, you'll see a photograph. And if you're watching the TV last night, Channel 13 had it on. Tina McCool was there, so it'll be all over tomorrow morning on Channel 31. But to raise awareness for breast cancer and skin cancer, I was the MC, but I didn't get in the water. 285 participants, mostly women, wearing pink swim caps, got into the water and formed the ribbon, the one that you see with the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
And that's the cool picture on the paper.
There you go. They formed the ribbon with their bodies, and then photographs were taken by way of a crane and a plane that was 15 minutes late showing up, because they held it for 5 minutes. So the deal was, this is for a Guinness Book of World Records, was to hold the float in a pattern for 5 minutes. Well, we did the 5 minutes. Uh-huh. But the plane hadn't shown up for the aerial photograph. So I encouraged the participants to hang in there for another 15 minutes, solid 15 minutes, linked together, cramps in their
hopefully
necks and legs.
Hopefully they weren't, like, on their heads. I mean, a hand, you know, upside down.
Everybody was in sort of a tuck with one person had their heels on the back of the other person's shoulder. But at any rate, congratulations and a great job for those that participated, and a world's record in the Guinness Book of World's Record. And I was
Mr.
marginal
Clayton,
part
of it. Mr. Clayton, you have a in-studio guest for us here to wrap up the hour.
I do. I'm very happy to introduce my great friend and the president of the Sacramento Community Concert Association, Elaine Meyer. Elaine, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Clayton.
So give us a real quick history. I know this has been around a while.
Yes, it's been around since 1953, when people who were interested in classical music wanted to bring that to Sacramento. You know, that many years ago, there was not that much here. And with the help of Capitol Records promoting their artists, they organized the organizations run solely by volunteers and subscription sales.
So this is not a local group or local groups, but people that are coming in from around the country and around the world.
That's right. The performers are.
Absolutely. Well, we had a little buzz in the paper here a few months ago that the community concerts are going to go away, but I understand that's ancient history.
I couldn't, as a native Sacramentan who loves this town, I could not let that happen. So we reorganized. We had a focus group of which Clayton was a member. And we decided that after all these years, we needed to have donations from subscribers, and enough money came in to keep us in business for this season.
That's excellent. So this season begins a week from today, friends. The Crest Theater is the new home of the Sacramento Community Concerts.
And Clayton, pray tell, how much are tickets to these concerts?
For the five concert subscription, it's but $90 a person. A low, low price for a lot of great talent.
So can you buy tickets also for individual concerts, or is it a series only?
Yes, we started to sell tickets to individuals only 2 years ago, I believe. And the price this year, 30 days in advance of the concert, which is now, $30 a ticket.
That's
for an
excellent
individual ticket.
And it looks like we have some España coming to our very first one.
Oh, sí, señor. We have Chris Burton Flamenco, his flamenco ensemble. It's quite a large group of people. They have flamenco dancers, guitarists, a bass player. And so all I can say, get ready, ole.
Right on. And that will be at 3 o'clock next Sunday at the Crest Theater. So, Mr. Mark and Tom, folks can just listen to the Travel Guys and then go straight into the Crest and enjoy a great concert.
So all of the concerts from now on will be at this year's series will be at the Crest?
Yes, and that was a major change because, as you know, the ballet, the Philharmonic, the opera, all had first crack at the CCT. We got what was left over. So many of our concerts were on various evenings, that just didn't work for us. And our patrons are largely senior citizens who prefer not to drive at night. So we thought 3 o'clock on the afternoon, the same day of the week, Sunday, at the Crest would be good for us.
Excellent. And so the first concert now is just coming up, Clayton, you said?
It's a week from today at 3 o'clock at the Crest, Flamenco Ensemble, and other concerts of the series, which go through April of next year, is a Charlie Chaplin impersonator.
Oh, David Pomerantz, who is known, he's an award-winning pianist, composer, and writer, created this program of Charlie Chaplin's life. It'll be a multimedia presentation. There'll be, you know, on the screen, scenes from Charlie Chaplin. It should be a delightful, delightful evening.
And then beyond Chaplin, we have a string quartet, we have a patriotic concert, and then we end the season with a Celtic band. So a beautiful, 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 what am I trying to
concert
say?
Concert series.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful series, a great community asset, this association. And we're also promoting one of our great theaters in town.
Thanks to Elaine for her passion and for coming in today to share with us a little bit about this community asset.
To learn more, Mr. Mark, to learn more and get tickets, 916-974-1357. That's the phone number to call. Locally, 974-1357. And I guess we'll put that on our website as soon as we can run down our IT guy and have him loaded on.
We can do that. Thank you, Mr. Whitehead. Thank you, Elaine, for coming in. Thomas, we have from the mailbox before we go this week. We have this note. Hello, just wanted to thank you. A couple weeks ago, I won the tour of the new airport and brunch in Woodland. Thank you, thank you. It was very nice. Great to arrive early at the airport and walk through before the crowd. And the lunch in Woodland was very pleasant and yummy. We enjoyed talking with the ladies at our table also. This was our first time, and they made my husband and me feel comfortable and welcome. It's nice that you have the bus to take us around. Also, thanks once again, Ann and Dick Kessler, who were the winners of our airport tour.
Excellent.
A couple of weeks ago, where our airport gal, Gina, now turned FBI agent that we can't talk about her job, but anyways, who helped arrange for our folks to visit the airport, and things have been running very smoothly out at the airport, I understand. I get a chance to depart from there for the first time on Wednesday.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to finding out if it went smoothly for you. Do not get lost.
We will. Remember the Travel Guys website if you want to find all about that TMZ tour in Hollywood, or you're taking the family through security, or you just want to find out about those skydivers that were shtooking each other in the air over Bakersfield. Also, there's a wonderful tape, if you go there, that will tell you a little bit, show you a little bit about the Travel Guys radio program. We'll see you next week right here at 2 o'clock because, Thomas...
Yes.
Remember, we are the Travel Guys.
We are the Travel Guys, and oh, by the way, one of the Travel Guys, that Romano guy, you can find him 3 to 7 every afternoon on Classic 93.1, which, by the way, is also the radio home of Sac State Hornet football homecoming,
which has to be the most puzzling football team in the history of pigskin play.
Oh, they're doing great. They're having a great season.
Well, it depends on what week that you're listening to. Anyway, good luck with the radio show. Remember,
we are the
Travel Guys. An hour a week is all we ask. We will ask you to join us next Sunday at 2 o'clock right here on News Talk 1530. I'm Mark Hoffman for Tom Romano and Clayton Whitehead. Have a great week.
I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.